This is the dictation for patient William Fortune, 4, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, F-O-R-T-U-N-E, William Fortune, 4. The patient is here as a new patient today on 7/31/2024, and chief complaint is severe pain in the neck, lower back, right shoulder, left leg, right knee. History of automobile accident. The patient reports that all of the symptoms that are reported are alleged to be occurring after the accident that happened on 7/28/2024. The patient was driving a silver (clears throat) 2007 car and was hit by a big SUV at 70 miles an hour on the freeway. He reported that he was traveling on M19 highway westbound in Ann Arbor area, and he was on the left lane when another driver came from the right lane towards his lane, and he almost going to run him over. So he was pushed towards the median where he hit a small bush, and it was hit from the passenger side front. He could not control the car, but car did not roll over and went into the ditch where it was totaled and was not drivable. Most of the damage is towards the left rear bumper, and the passenger side is damaged. The door, rear door is damaged, body frame is damaged, although the windows and the glass is not broken. Headrest, side seat belts are all okay. Inside the steering wheel is okay and the console is okay. However, the trunk on the rear and the bumper on the rear are damaged more towards the left side. Patient reports that he was wearing a seat belt. He doesn't know the speed of the other car. The airbags did not deploy. There was no loss of consciousness. It was a hit and run accident. And police arrived at the scene. Ambulance did not arrive at the scene. The state police came. He reports that at the time of accident, he went to work for 8 hours next day, and he has a light job. He was able to perform. He also reports that at the moment of accident, he banged his left shoulder to the left door. Although he did not have a direct trauma to the head or neck or the chest, no trauma to the pelvic or abdomen. And his left leg hit to the dashboard. Regarding the symptoms, patient reports that at the time of accident, he felt headaches which have not been present. No symptoms of TBI are reported except slight lack of focus and lack of concentration. His taste and smell are okay. TMJ is okay. No face or head complaints. No dizziness, vertigo. There's no loss of consciousness or ringing in the ear. No seizures. No loss of memory. No forgetfulness. There's no loss of balance. No vision problem. No hearing problems. Patient denies any sudden anesthesia, incontinence of the urine, bowel, sleep disturbance. No anxiety, depression, panic is reported. There's no weakness, lightheadedness. There's no numbness or tingling of the upper or lower extremities. No radiation or pain is reported. No lethargy. Mild difficulty in walking, but he is able to continue his work. He reports of pain in the right shoulder, which is almost 5. And he's able to lift his arm on the right shoulder all the way to 180 degrees of abduction and forward flexion. He also has no pain in the left shoulder. He has no pain in the elbows or distally in the wrist or fingers. No numbness, tinglings are reported. No weakness, motor weakness is reported. He can walk pretty good up to a block, and he's sitting and standing. He's okay. He can stand, but slightly painful. His sleep is okay. Pain in the neck is 3. Pain in the lower back is 4. He also reports some pain in the left leg anteriorly and all the way to the foot. It could be radiating from the lower back, but unknown. He also holds his calf muscle, and he reports that his calf muscle is painful, 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 on the left side. Right knee has mild pain to the level of 3. He has a Charlie horse in the left leg, and he's slightly limping in the left ankle and leg due to the pain. Overall, these pains are continuous, as throbbing, shooting, stabbing. They vary from 4 to 8. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by bending, standing, walking, driving, and improved by lying down and sitting. Patient reports of no x-rays or MRI. He did not go to the emergency room on the day of accident. Past treatment, patient reports no treatment has been afforded as of yet. He has not seen any healthcare worker or any therapist or chiropractor. In the past medical history, he reports of asthma. Otherwise, system review is completely unremarkable. In the surgery, he has had umbilical hernia for 5 years, rotator cuff repair on the right shoulder when he was 16 years old. He doesn't know the surgeon. Allergies, none. Family history, patient reports mother is alive, father is alive, siblings are alive, 2 brothers, they are okay, no medical problem in the family. Relationship status, patient is single, lives with his mother. Job, he works at an assisted living where he watches people, and he sometimes has to lift a patient with 2 people together. The job is easy and is doable. Disability, none. Legal history, none. Personal history, patient reports of having no drinks, no alcohol, no smoke. Occasional weed he is using. Physical examination,